Everybody on their feet at the corner of Carnegie and Ontario.
Tom Hamilton, Ford Frick Award winner, and heading to Cooperstown, the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Hi again, everybody. Tom Hamilton with you. A swing and a drive to deep right. Away back. Go! How about that? A walk-off two-run home run to the bleachers and left by David Fry. A grand slam for Jose. Francisco Lindor has pulled the Indians to within a run. Jim Thome has just left Jacobs Field onto Eagle Avenue. You should see the celebration out of the Indians' third base dugout. Rosé Davis, we are tied at six.
Boy, Mike Clevinger had some incredible years here in Cleveland. Mike has had some issues.
There's Javier Baez.
He's looking out there, upset. He got hit by a slider.
If Baez doesn't realize nobody is going to throw at a 185 hitter, it's just an idiotic reaction by Baez.
Now Hosey and Anderson square off. They're fighting. They're swinging. Down goes Anderson. Down goes Anderson.
There's always an edge to the fan base here at this park. The way they have played this year, fans, they don't like them.
Going to Wrigley Field is kind of like an event, or let's go to a party. Coming here to the South Side is, I had a bad day at work, and I'm going to take it out on everybody at the ballpark.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
There's some truth to that. There's definitely some truth to that.
I resemble that remark.
Yes, it's nice to have the Ford Frick Award winner, Tom Hamilton, on our airwaves. He joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Tom, thanks so much for joining us. How are you today?
Oh, thanks, guys. Doing well, thank you. Great to be here. And yeah, we're in Chicago here back-to-back weeks. We see the Sox next weekend to end the first half for the All-Star break, and they've obviously played a lot better than a year ago. And you know, now we're seeing the Cubs. I know they're scuffling here a little bit, but man, they've really turned it around from a year ago. So it's fun to come back to Chicago a couple of times here on back-to-back trips.
Hope you feel the love in that open from our producer, Chris Tannehill, because we talk about you, Tom. We look forward, frankly, to when Cleveland makes the playoffs and we can log on to the MLB At Bat app and just hang out.
Thank you.
And hang out with you for the entire postseason series. Because
well, that's very kind. Thank you.
Oh, man, it's just it's so much fun. And nine winning seasons, seven times to the postseason for Cleveland in the last 13 years. But this batch is two games under after 9-16 in June. Is this what's missing? If there's something missing, what is it?
Well, the offense has had just a brutal month. And, you know, they averaged less than three runs a game for the entire month of June. And, you know, had the lowest batting average, slugging, on base. I mean, guys, as you know, you're not winning many games if you're scoring fewer than three runs a game. And Cleveland's actually pitched very well in the month of June. It's remarkable with that offense that they even went 9-16. But that has got to get turned around. And look, we've seen it all season long. I was just talking to Brian Anderson, the voice of the Brewers, and doing the ball game here tonight at Wrigley for TBS. We saw Milwaukee, I don't know, 4-6 weeks ago, and we thought, man, they're in for a long year. And now they're a couple of games here behind the Cubs. So it's just remarkable this year, guys, how a couple of weeks can change your perception about a ball club. And, you know, as poorly as Cleveland played in the month of June, they're still right there in the wild card hunt. Now, no one's catching Detroit. I mean, they're running away with the AL Central, but, you know, with these three wild card teams now in each league, I think you've got literally 22 teams that you could say right now are within a legitimate playoff spot, 3-4 games out. And I just think it's going to be that kind of a year all across Major League Baseball. So, you know, Cleveland, they're lucky they haven't buried themselves, and they're fortunate too that now you have three wild card spots, but this can't continue. Something has to change offensively.
What's Vogt like as a manager?
You know, I didn't know how you could find anyone to replace Tito. I mean, I just think Tito's as good a manager as we've ever seen in the game, or at least in my 36 years in the game. And by golly, Stephen Vogt has done a phenomenal job. You know, the old adage, you don't want to be the guy that replaces the guy. You want to be the guy that replaces the guy that replaced the legend. But Stephen Vogt was the American League Manager of the Year a year ago in his rookie campaign as a manager. I don't know how you could do a better job than what he has done. You know, he never gets down. He never throws players under the bus. And, you know, players then play for a guy. You don't lose a clubhouse when you have his kind of attitude and approach. So I think he's done a tremendous job following a guy that is obviously in Tito headed to Cooperstown.
And look, our view on what managers are and how quickly they can get up to speed has probably changed over the last decade or so. But even sure. Were you surprised that someone that was that yep. close to being a player would come yep. in and have that type of success as quickly as he did?
No question. Guys, he was the bullpen coach. And I don't mean to disparage the bullpen coach, but normally when you think of a manager, you think he's the bench coach. Or maybe he's the pitching coach. Or maybe the third base coach. But it's a little reminiscent, guys, of when we had Kevin Cash as our bullpen coach under Tito. And the next thing you know, he goes from there to the manager of the Tampa Bay Rays. And Kevin Cash is one of the best managers in all of baseball. So, obviously, certain guys just get it and certain guys just have it. And Kevin Cash is certainly one of those, and so is Stephen Vogt. But, you know, to your point, and Voter will tell you, there were times last year things were speeding up because you've never been in that situation where you have to make all of those decisions, you know, in such a split second. And there were some growing pains for him, but, I mean, it's pretty remarkable what he did a year ago with that ball club.
Boy, Kevin Cash has the Rays playing well again.
Yep.
Tito Francona has got the Reds at 16-10 in the month of June. What is it?
Yep.
When you're talking about like guys have it as managers, what is it, if you know?
Well, I think there's probably a multitude of things. I mean, the communication level now is so critical because of, you know, how much front offices are involved in the day-to-day and with the analytics. And then also the communication with not only your front office, but your analytics people, but the scouts, and then the players. And so, you know, you have to be gifted in communications, and players have to know that they're getting the real deal from whomever their manager is, that it's not a facade, or that they're saying one thing to their face and something behind their back. I know it sounds like common sense, but we have certainly seen some of the other kind of resumes and maybe some of the attitudes of guys that didn't last long. But I also think it takes a great organization. Tampa Bay is a great organization. Cleveland has been a great organization. And, you know, Milwaukee has been a great organization. Look how good Craig Counsell was as a manager with the Brewers and how well the Brewers are doing now under Pat Murphy, who was Craig's bench coach. And obviously, this is a tremendous organization here in regards to the Cubs. And you know, for them to be able to get Craig Counsell to come in, and it looks like this is a Cubs ball club that it's on its way to the playoffs. So, you know, I don't think it's just a manager, but, credibility is such a big thing in our world now, I think, in every walk of life. And it's amazing sometimes how credibility gets lost with how important that is.
Just to speak to the organizational consistency you're referencing, Kevin Cash in Tampa's in his 11th season. Mm-hmm. The pitching yep. coach and the hitting coach have worked together now for 8 seasons. Like no organization has people who've been together that long. And then in Cleveland, everybody talks about your front office boss, Chris Antonetti, and Cleveland. It's like they called it the finishing school for executive talent. I mean, and we got Carter Hawkins here, and
exactly
right. It's like so. And Antonetti obviously has built something that continues churning out executives for other places, and it makes a manager's life easier too, doesn't it?
Well, it really does. And that's why I say, especially in a market like Cleveland, look, Cleveland can't spend like the Cubs can. And, you know, we know what baseball is all about in regards to some ball clubs just have revenue streams others don't have nor will have unless something changes in the next CBA. And so those kind of front offices like Cleveland, nobody's perfect, but you really pay for your mistakes. So you really have to minimize your mistakes. You know, they can't hand a guy a $150 million contract. It's a mistake. Eat that contract and then just go get somebody else. And so you have to be able to know what you're doing. And, you know, you also work for good people. I mean, the Paul Dolan ownership, if you work for people of that caliber who allow you to do your job, that's how you keep Chris Antonetti. That's how you keep Mike Chernoff from not taking other jobs and staying in Cleveland, even with some of the challenges financially that they face.
Tom, I've watched Jose Ramirez terrorize the White Sox in more ways than one over the last decade.
Down goes Anderson!
Exactly. But beyond that, he also is just crushing the baseball and going first to third and second to home and being one of the best all-around players in the game. He is someone that I feel like I don't quite know. What's he like?
Pretty much what you see is what you get. He's not a real rah-rah guy. He leads by example. He plays the game harder than anybody else. And I also think, guys, we don't say this enough about Latin American players. He is the smartest player that we've ever had here. We've had a lot of great players, a lot of really intelligent players. We have never had a player that was smarter than Jose Ramirez. And if you watch him during the course of the game, he's watching every pitch. Not just when he's hitting, not when he's on deck, but he watches the game from start to finish. He's never surprised by anything. Nobody runs the bases better or more intelligently. I mean, those are all the little things we know about the God-given ability. But, guys, he's 5'8", whatever, 5'9", 195. And, you know, this is a guy, if he were playing in New York, you'd be talking about him as the greatest player in the game. And, you know, he's been in top five in American League voting something like five different years. Guys, he's on his way to Cooperstown. You know, this is a Hall of Fame third baseman that we get to watch day in and day out. And he's the one guy that not only said, I want to stay in Cleveland for my whole career, but I will make it a reality. Because if you want to stay in Cleveland your whole career, then you're not going to make the very most money that you could make on the open market. He's well compensated, but he would be making more if he had been a free agent and walked like so many have in the past. And so he's the one guy that said, I want to stay in Cleveland and I want to spend my whole career there. And both sides were able to negotiate and make it a win-win for each side. And he's revered by his teammates, guys, I'll tell you that.
Tell you who else is on his way to Cooperstown. After 35 years as the broadcaster for the Cleveland Indians, now Guardians, Tom Hamilton will be inducted as the Ford C. Frick Award winner July 25th through 28th. That's the weekend. Are you taking that series in Kansas City off? I would hope you are. You taking the whole weekend off, Tom? Are they sending you? Or are they sending the whole booth? Do you all get to go together?
Yeah, Rosie's going to be there, which means a lot to have your partner there. And I've worked with a lot of great partners through the years, and it's really special what the ball club has done. And guys, it's overwhelming. It's humbling. It's surreal. You name the adjective, and it would fit. You know, I don't feel I belong there, but we are very grateful that other people thought differently. And so it's just kind of hard to fathom that it's now right around the corner. You know, when you get the call in December, it seems like it's ages away. And now the reality is it's not that far away. So it's exciting, and it's also a little discomforting. You got to make sure, it's almost like planning your wedding, and you don't want to forget people, you don't want to offend anybody, and oh yeah, by the way, you've got to give a speech that keeps you up at nights too. But we're thrilled, but like I say, we're also very humbled, and And we can't thank people enough.
We are so happy for you. Congratulations on all of it and continued success in the booth for Cleveland. Thanks for spending some time with us this afternoon, Tom.
Thanks, guys. And trust me, I know some of those clips you did. I love the South Side just like I do the North Side. I don't want people with the White Sox thinking I don't. We've had some great memories there, and I'll tell you, who's always been very nice to me and doesn't need to be, is Jerry Reinsdorf, and they have such great people that work in that organization, and it's fun to see them getting it turned around, and it's great for the game of baseball, like when the two Chicago teams are winners and in the playoff hunt, and I think it'll be that way with the White Sox and the Cubs here for a long time to come.
Yeah, there's no two-team town quite like this one. Two different ballpark experiences 9 miles apart, and you get to feel them both within 3 weeks' time. That's pretty cool.
Well, and then you're at a place like Gibson's last night on an off day. It's like, you can get spoiled here real quick. I also realize, guys, per diem doesn't go as far in downtown Chicago as it does in Kansas City.
That is the absolute truth.
Tom, do you explode with emotion in other aspects of your life? Like at the table last night when the desserts come, you're like, look at the size of that dessert. Does that happen?
No, I didn't want to get thrown out. That meal was too good. So, believe it or not, occasionally I have some self-control, and I had it last night.
Yeah, usually when they bring out that giant chocolate cake with the big knife in it, it's a lot.
There's a fork and a drive!
Yeah, there's a lot that's going on in it for sure. Have a great call tonight, Tom. Thank you so much.
Guys, thank you so much, and thanks for having me on. Always great to be with you. Thank you, guys.